On air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
Good evening, I'm Michaela Clark with the news at 5 o'clock. Coming up in this bulletin, the government chief whip says if the immediate political crisis can be overcome, a new confidence and supply agreement should be negotiated. Questions are being raised over Donegal County Council's capital budget 2018 to 2020. Donegal Deputy Pierce Doherty is welcoming recent progress made in respect to the ongoing efforts to address the issue of coastal erosion in West Donegal. And a new document proposes a post-Brexit customs arrangement between the UK and the EU. Those stories to follow in full plus more, and we'll have sport with Oisin Kelly at about 5:15. But first to news, Leo Varadkar and Micheál Martin will meet this evening hoping to stave off a Christmas election. The country will take to the polls if a compromise isn't reached between Fine Gael and Fianna Fáil. The row centres around what Francis Fitzgerald knew about the Garda's strategy to discredit whistleblower Maurice McCabe and when she knew it. Fine Gael have stood firmly behind the embattled Taoiseach, with Mr Richard Bruton urging Fianna Fáil not to cause an election.
You know, I'm long enough in politics to see how, you know, bad political decision making has screwed up real opportunities for us, and there's no doubt that we face into Brexit there are real opportunities and challenges for us, and we do need a political climate that can support good decision making through that process. But so the talks are continuing, and I remain optimistic.
Meanwhile, Government Chief Whip Minister Joe McHugh says if the immediate political crisis can be overcome, rather than limp through on the current confidence and supply agreement, Fine Gael and Fianna Fáil should immediately negotiate a new agreement for the next 2 to 3 years. Speaking earlier to Greg Hughes on the 9 till noon show, Minister McHugh said any such deal would have to happen in tandem with a major review of the Department of Justice.
If there's to be a solution found in the next few hours between Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael, part of that solution has to be a comprehensive analysis of how things operate. It just seems to be so big, and there's so many different elements to it that maybe we have to look at the possibility of even breaking up the Department of Justice into two separate departments.
Well, that's part of the deal, apparently, that's on the table. The confidence and supply arrangement, though, surely it's undermined completely at this point. It doesn't bode well for the future going forward. We might limp through this, we might get through to Christmas, but in reality, how long can we go on like this?
I think if we are to go forward together, these same arrangements, which obviously the public are quite happy and confident that we need to do this, especially with Brexit coming up, we need a strong hand going into those negotiations. But if we can get over the next few hours and get agreement, my own opinion is that we need to look at another confidence and supply agreement that will take us out beyond 2019. Even though the books are balanced and the economy is going in the right direction, we've so many challenges, from the area of health right through to housing, and in particular Brexit, and especially for us up in this neck of the woods on the border issue. And I think we need to have a solid mandate to do that. There's only two ways of doing that, I believe, and that is either to have an election or to have a new conference supply arrangement.
Donegal, Sinn Féin are set to hold their selection convention this weekend. It's taking place in the Mount Errigal Hotel on Sunday evening at 7 o'clock. County Chair Councillor Jack Murray says whatever happens in the coming days, Sinn Féin want to be election ready.
Our election preparations are underway. Whether there's an election before Christmas or after New Year, we'll be ready. We want to fight across County Donegal and win back a second Dáil seat for the party. We don't want to do so not just for bums of seats or to make ourselves feel good about anything. We actually want to deliver change, political change across the island of Ireland, but particularly in Donegal, which has been adversely neglected by consecutive governments, and we want to gain that additional voice to defend the people of Donegal.
And in terms of the ongoing discussions that are taking place between Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael, if they reach a new confidence and supply agreement, is that something that your party will accept?
No, we've never accepted this was a good government. We've never had confidence in this government. If Fianna Fáil continue to prop the government up, that'll be their choice. They can defend their decisions to the people when it comes to the polls. But again, at all times, we'll be fighting, we'll be prepared to bring back as strong a Sinn Féin team as possible.
A new document proposes a post-Brexit customs arrangement between the UK and the EU. The British-Irish Chamber of Commerce has published a report which suggests a trade relationship between Britain and Europe that is effectively borderless and tariff-free. It follows extensive consultation with interest groups and stakeholders. Director General of the British-Irish Chamber of Commerce, John McGrain, explains.
No proposition has yet been put forward in any acceptable way, really, to the EU by the UK. So we're trying to break that logjam by bringing forward a breakthrough package which will actually combine a number of elements which we think tick all of the boxes as far as possible for both the UK and the EU, and a deal that represents as few compromises as possible.
Questions are being raised over Donegal County Council's capital budget 2018 to 2020. Under the proposals, there are 21 units planned for social housing for Donegal next year, with Councillor Mary Therese Gallagher branding that number inadequate. She's calling on the council to be more ambitious in their plans and request more funding from government.
We would feel that there isn't enough funding coming from central government, and we have this issue in Donegal for... It's ongoing, and it's every year we talk about this. There are a number of major issues in the county, you know, the infrastructure development. But one of the key developments that we need to get off the ground in the coming year is social housing. We need more social housing. We're developing into a stage where we just do not have homes for people, and the rental accommodation is not there either. So we have to come to a position. We would be disappointed that there will only be 21 units built next year under the turnkey programme. I think we need to be more imaginative in Donegal, and I think we need to be more ambitious. We would be looking at, you know, over 3 years, 400 units. I don't think that is adequate. The acquisition programme has been really good for rural areas, and maybe we need to look at be more ambitious in that as well.
Meanwhile, Councillor Seamus O'Donnell says the plan excludes vital projects. He is calling on the council to refocus their efforts and says the plan in its current form is hugely disappointing.
There's a three-year capital budget, and that basically is a wish list that we want to complete within 3 years in Donegal. And I believe that Donegal County Council executive have not been inventive enough, have not been creative enough, and are not looking for enough from government. There are other projects, such as the Burton Port to Letterkenny Greenway project, which doesn't find its way into the three-year capital budget. I have to ask the question why. I'm saddened by the fact that it hasn't, because it has been a community-led project, something that many communities have fought for over the years. And for the council not to acknowledge that or not to appreciate that enough to put it into the programme, in my thoughts, is not good enough. And I don't think that they have really thought this through. I don't think that they've put enough work or time into the three-year capital budget, and they have not consulted it to date with the councillors until this morning. I think that is a mistake, and councillors who are representing the people on the ground should be consulted at all times.
Payments are due to be issued next week to Donegal farmers who suffered loss and destruction as a result of the Inishowen flooding in August. Government Chief Whip Minister Joe McHugh says he acknowledges the scheme is limited. He says EU rules governing it are very specific in that it does not cover arable crops and has a maximum funding allocation of €15,000. However, Donegal Deputy Charlie McConlow says this is not accurate. He says it is in fact a decision taken by the Irish government.
The payment of the compensation to farmers is very much welcome, and farmers have been waiting on it for a period of time now. However, it is not too late to ensure that those few farmers who are being left behind and have been excluded by the government from the compensation scheme can now still be included. And I heard Minister McHugh this morning saying, and somehow trying to say, that it was European, which meant that they couldn't include some of the farmers who had lost tillage or lost crops and potatoes, for example, in the floods in this scheme. And that's simply not accurate. This is a decision the government have made to exclude them. And it's simply not just leave some farmers behind simply because you feel you can and because they're small in number. Everyone who lost and had heavy losses as a result of the floods should be included and accommodated. And unfortunately, the government have made a decision here to exclude some farmers. There's no basis for it. It's entirely unfair. It's leaving some farmers in a very bad way. And the government should still, at this stage, extend the terms of the scheme to allow them to be accommodated.
And this long-awaited announcement is to be welcome, but there is much more work to be done.
There is, absolutely. I mean, the government needs to include those farmers and desist from trying to spread the blame elsewhere and take on their responsibility for it. Likewise, with a few sporting clubs which need to be funded, and also the likes of Swan Park and Glenevan Waterfall. We still need a commitment from the government that those will be funded and that they won't be left in the lurch. There has been significant funding promised in relation to roads and bridge infrastructure, and that's very important and necessary. But no one should be left behind.
Highland Sport is brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure Letterkenny, where the Christmas Club is now open. Shop online 24/7 at michaelmurphysports.ie.
It's 13 minutes past five. Time for the latest sport with Oisin Kelly.
Thanks, Michaela. We start with Gaelic Games. Gary McDade will be ratified as the new Donegal Under-20 manager at tonight's County Board meeting. The St Union's College teacher pipped Sean-Paul Barrett in the interview process last week. Eamon McGee, Francis Freel and Brian Roper will form the Glen Swillyman's backroom team. The new look Under-20 championship will run alongside the senior championship in 2018. In golf, Rory McIlroy has confirmed he will return to competitive action in January. The former world number one has taken a prolonged break from the sport, having battled with injury throughout the year. McIlroy was planning to be out of action for 3 months and now says he will tee off at the Amiga Dubai Classic on the 25th of January at the start of the year. In rugby, Joe Smith expects Jarrad Payne and Jamie Heaslip to be available for the upcoming Six Nations. The Ulster centre and the Leinster number 8 have yet to play this season due to head and back injuries. The Ireland head coach says Payne could be back in 4 weeks' time and that Heaslip continues to make good progress on his rehab. Meanwhile, Ireland are up to third in the new World Rugby rankings. Joe Smith's side are on the rise following Scotland's 24-point win over Australia at the weekend. Argentina have moved up to 8th at the expense of France despite losing to Ireland last Saturday. In soccer, Everton are back in negotiations with former Crystal Palace and England manager Sam Allardyce. It's over a month since the Premier League strugglers sacked Ronald Koeman, and they've been unsuccessful in trying to get Watford's Marco Silva in as his replacement. Allardyce said earlier this month he pulled out of the running after speaking to Everton because he didn't feel wanted. Meanwhile, yesterday, FAI's honorary treasurer Eddie Murray dismissed reports the Republic of Ireland manager Martin O'Neill was interested in taking over at Goodison Park. Brighton boss Chris Hughton says he's not really bothered Manchester United striker Romelu Lukaku won't be punished after the Premier League game with each other at the weekend. The forward allegedly kicked out at opposing defender Gaetan Bong, but it's understood he won't be charged by football officials.
The FA make the decisions that they make, and for the reasons that that they make, and probably that's all I have to say on it. It's not something that that affects us now.
One game cross channel tonight. Queen's Park Rangers entertain West London rivals Brentford in the Championship. Kick-off time at Loftus Road is 7:45. Former world boxing champion Carl Frampton says he's deeply disappointed that his former management team, Cyclone Promotions, have opened legal action against him. The McGuigans are suing Frampton and London's High Court for an alleged breach of contract when he opted to leave them in August of this year. Frampton's legal team say they will also pursue a counterclaim on a number of grounds. Two-time former winner Fionnuala McCormack will lead the Irish team at next month's European Cross Country Championships in Slovakia. McCormack's joined by Shauna Heaslip, Kerry O'Flaherty, Michelle Finn, Lizzie Lee and Fionnuala Ross on the senior women's team. Paul Pollock heads the men's senior team after being crowned national champion. Kevin Dunahy, Hugh Armstrong, John Travers, Sean Tobin and Kevin Monsell complete the men's team. Finally, in cricket, Australia have completed a 10-wicket victory over England in the first Ashes test in Brisbane. The hosts got the 56 runs they needed in little more than an hour earlier today. The series now heads to Adelaide for a day-night second test starting on Saturday, with Australia only needing a draw to retain the urn and the title of being the Ashes holder. That's it, Michaela. We'll have our next sport tomorrow morning after the 8 o'clock news.
Thanks, Oisin. There are calls on the council to write to the Education Minister requesting that community schools in Donegal be included in the JASH programme. Earlier this month, €1.8 million had been allocated by government to the programme. However, no school in Donegal is to benefit from it. Councillor John Hamish O'Farrey says there's an onus on the council to highlight this issue further.
I think it's long overdue when you see the reports that have been released by Pubble and the census over the last year and the last few weeks that have been released, the figures have declined the population. It's a huge burden on local communities, that the facilities that they're not providing adequate amenities for, schools and also teachers. They're losing out on teachers as well. When you look at the national schools, that some of them are in Jesh, and when they go to the community schools then in the whole county, that they can't avail of Jesh, which is totally wrong in my opinion.
And in terms of the last announcement earlier this month of funding, 1.8 million was awarded nationally, but no schools here in Donegal availed of it.
No schools at all, and we seem to be the forgotten county again when it comes to education. And also, I always find that due to the results that some of the pupils are getting at these schools, that they're prevented, they go to third level education, but throwing this in as a preventative as well, that they're not availing of the DESH because the results are too good for the students that are there. This is not their fault. They're bright students. Unfortunately, in Donegal, we have a huge immigration problem at the moment due to lack of work for them to stay here. And I'd be calling on the council to ask the minister and the department to have this assessed again and that to be included in the programme of Jesh schools.
An 18-year-old Donegal man who told police he was looking for a woman after he was stopped driving a tractor in Derry city centre has been fined £50. Anthony Breslin from Gortnaskee, Burnfoot, County Donegal, admitted having no L plates on his tractor on August the 16th this year. Defence Minister Mr Seamus Quigley said Breslin's father had sent him to look for some cattle. After he had done that, he said he had taken the head staggered and gone to Derry. Donegal Deputy Pierce Doherty is welcoming recent progress made in respect to the ongoing efforts to address the issue of coastal erosion at a number of communities throughout West Donegal, including at Mahery, Maharorty, Carrickfinn and Portnoy. Deputy Doherty's comments come following a recent briefing from the Environment Section of Donegal County Council on the back of Minister of State for Flood Relief Kevin Boxer-Morne's most recent visit to the county last month. He says commitments were made which should ensure real progress.
I've been speaking to engineers on the council since the visit of the minister, and indeed I've had a number of discussions with the minister himself, and we've got a progress update, and I'm glad to see that there's been update in all of the areas that we looked at, including Mahery, Carrickfinn, Portnoy and Maharorty, and that there's a clear pathway now between the council and the OPW to carry out the type of works that need to be done. Some of them will be in relation to preparatory reports to identify the types of works that will be needed to be done, and others will be seeking funding for interim measures straight away.
If there isn't the government, there won't be the work, and the big worry at the moment and at this particular point in time is that within a matter of hours there mightn't be a government to oversee these jobs that need to be done.
Well, look, you know, elections come and elections go, and there'll be whatever happens when the people go to the polls, whenever that takes place, they'll elect another government. Hopefully they'll elect a Sinn Féin government that will make sure that these works will happen in Donegal and that Donegal won't be forgotten again. But we're very clear in terms of Sinn Féin, we don't want an election at this point in time. We do believe that the government need to go, but we're very conscious that we're in the mouth of Christmas and people don't want politicians coming to their door. But what we do want is we want accountability at the heart of government.
And four Donegal surfers will be honoured at Irish Water Safety's National Annual Awards Ceremony this Wednesday for their quick actions when a group of teenagers got into difficulty at Tullen Strand earlier this year. O'Murphy, Fergal Muller, Frederick Ross and Sean Young were giving surf lessons in Tullen Strand when a group of nine teenagers entered the water to cool down, unaware of the dangerous rip currents. Donal Kavanagh reports.
Four local surf instructors quickly intervened after an alarm was raised when a group of teenagers got into difficulty within minutes of entering the water at Tullen Strand. The surfers paddled to the group, using their knowledge of the currents to assist the teenagers paddle to a safer area from where they could walk ashore. The instructors returned a number of times until all nine were brought to safety. Rural and Community Development Minister Michael Ring will present the SECO Just in Time Rescue Award to a total of 30 rescuers in appreciation for their saving so many lives in the past year. He says complacency around aquatic environments is simply not an option.
And for weather now, a mix of clear spells and scattered showers this evening and tonight, a cold night as air temperatures drop back to between 2 and 4 degrees with frost and icy patches expected. And just to have a look at the closing headlines, Leo Varadkar and Micheál Martin will meet this evening hoping to stave off a Christmas election. The country will take to the polls if a compromise isn't reached between Fine Gael and Fianna Fáil. Meanwhile, Government Chief Whip Minister Joe McHugh says if the immediate political crisis can be overcome rather than limp through on the current confidence and supply agreement, Fine Gael and Fianna Fáil should immediately negotiate a new agreement for the next 2 to 3 years. Questions are being raised over Donegal County Council's capital budget 2018 to 2020. Under the proposals, there are 21 units planned for social housing for Donegal next year, with Councillor Mary Therese Gallagher branding that number inadequate, while Councillor Seamus O'Donnell says the plan excludes vital projects. And there are calls in the council to write to the Education Minister requesting that community schools in Donegal be included in the JESH programme. Earlier this month, €1.8 million had been allocated by government to the programme. However, no school in Donegal is to benefit from it. And that's all from Highland Radio News for now. You can listen back to a podcast of our main evening news on our website at highlandradio.com. And we'll be back with an update at 6 o'clock. Good evening. The obituary notices for this Monday evening, November the 27th. The death has taken place of Annie Maguire, the Cottages Ballyrain, Letterkenny, peacefully at Letterkenny University Hospital. Annie's remains will be reposing at her late residence tomorrow morning from 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. Funeral from there Wednesday morning at 10:30 to go to the Church of the Irish Martyrs, Letterkenny, for Requiem Mass at 11 o'clock. Burial immediately afterwards at St Patrick's Cemetery, Drumkeen. Donations in lieu of flowers, if so desired, to Patients Comfort Fund, Letterkenny University Hospital, care of Martin McGowan, McGowan's Funeral Home, Drumbo Avenue, Stranorler, or any family member. The death has taken place of Harry McKinney, Cockhill Road, Buncrana. His remains are reposing at his home. Funeral from there Wednesday morning at 10:15, going to St Mary's Church, Cockhill, for 11 o'clock Requiem Mass, with burial afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Family time plays from 10 p.m. until 10 a.m. House private on the morning of the funeral. The death has taken place at Letterkenny University Hospital of Bernie Doherty, Gortnisky, Burnfoot. Her remains are reposing at her late residence. Funeral from there on Thursday morning at 10:15 for Requiem Mass in St Maur's Church, Fawn, at 11 o'clock. Interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Family time placed from 12 midnight until 10 a.m. The death has taken place in Glasgow of Anne McFadden, née McBride, formerly of Brinalac, Gidor. Her remains are reposing at her late residence. Leaving there tomorrow, going to the Church of Christ the King, Carmonic Road, for 7:30 p.m. to repose overnight. Funeral Mass on Wednesday morning at 10 o'clock, with burial afterwards in St Conval's Cemetery, Barhead. All inquiries to Anderson Maguire Funeral Directors, Glasgow. The death has taken place at Letterkenny University Hospital of Eamon Ponsonby, Dromore, Letterkenny. Removal from the Eternal Light Chapel of Rest tomorrow afternoon at 4 o'clock, going to his late residence. Funeral from there on Thursday morning at 10:15, going to the Church of the Irish Martyrs for 11 o'clock Requiem Mass, with interment afterwards to Cornwall Cemetery. Family time plays from 11 p.m. to 10 a.m. and on the morning of the funeral. Family flowers only, donations in lieu of desire to Little Angels School, Kilmacrennan Road, Letterkenny, or Medical Ward 3, Letterkenny University Hospital, care of any family member. The death has taken place of Ron Cunningham, Cooper's Road, Milford. Remains are reposing at his late residence from 6 o'clock this evening. Funeral service on Wednesday afternoon at 2 o'clock in St Paul's Church, Remelton, with burial afterwards in Milford Presbyterian Cemetery. Family time from 10 p.m. to 11 a.m. and on the morning of the funeral. Family flowers only, donations if desired to the Donegal Hospice, care of Sweeney Funeral Directors, or any family member. The death has taken place of Peggy Monaghan, née Nugent, Edernay, County Fermanagh. Her remains are reposing at her late residence. Funeral from there on Wednesday to St Joseph's Church, Edernay, for Requiem Mass at 11 o'clock, followed by interment in Edenclaw Cemetery. Family time from 11 p.m. to 10 a.m. The death has occurred of Margaret McGinley, Ballinamon, Cloughan, retired nurse. Her remains will repose at McCool's Chapel of Rest, Ballybuffet, this evening from 7 o'clock until 10 o'clock, and again tomorrow from 3 p.m. until removal at 5:30 p.m. to the Church of Our Lady of Perpetual Succour, Glenfinn, to repose overnight. Funeral Mass on Wednesday morning at 11 o'clock, with interment afterwards in Glenfinn Cemetery. Donations in lieu of flowers, if so desired, to the Patients' Comfort Fund, St Joseph's Hospital, Stranorler, care of any family member. The house is private, please, at the request of the deceased. The death has taken place at his residence of Stephen Doherty, 4 Millfield Heights, Ard Raven, Buncrana. Funeral from his home tomorrow morning at 10 o'clock, going to St Angus's Church, Burt, for Requiem Mass at 11 o'clock. Interment afterwards in Burt Cemetery. Family time, please, from 11 o'clock tonight. Family flowers only, donations in lieu to the Donegal Hospice, care of any family member or Murphy Funeral Directors. And the death has taken place at Sligo University Hospital of John Connolly, Kinleiter, Ballybuffet. John's remains will leave McGowan's Funeral Home, Drumbo Avenue, Stranorler, this evening at 7 o'clock, going to St Mary's Church, Shashe O'Neill, to repose overnight. Requiem Mass tomorrow morning at 10 o'clock, with interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Donations in lieu of flowers to Osnam House Patients Comfort Fund, care of Martin McGowan Funeral Director, or any family member.